it's a fascinating environment because now the money's starting to come into the federal government arena, and there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of things that need to be answered. And frankly, there's a lot of confusion still in the marketplace, and there needs to be some clarity, and there needs to be some independent thinking about, you know, what kinds of things are actually going to make Gov 2.0 work for the people, for the government agencies, and for the contracting process.
So give us a sense as to what you guys are going to focus, because there are a bunch of big firms that have dabbled in this area, some small niche ones. What are you guys going to do that's different from everybody else?
I think the first thing is we are focused on independent research. We're building out syndicated research. What that means is we're looking at some of those big disruptions, social, cloud, mobile, analytics, unified communications and collaboration, cloud. Where does this fit? You know, where can agencies take advantage of this? Where can public sector leaders put that to their use? How do we become much more tuned to citizen requests? And I think, you know, there's a number of areas where we're building research as well as putting together webinars and workshops that can help empower people in the government.
Alan?
Yes, I think that there's a huge amount of opportunity because one of the things that's really fascinating piece of the government 2.0 revolution, if you were, is the tremendous amount of change going on at every level for the people involved. There's organizational change, there's digital technology change, and there's basically transformative change occurring at multiple levels at once. And so one of the things that we're looking at is to try to break down some of the complex terms and some of the things that some people get hung up on and break it down into simple English and provide clear action paths and clear ways to get to executable goals.
And I think sometimes that can feel like you're doing a lot of things, but getting the return on investment can be difficult to assess.
Most certainly. That's one of the tough things that's out there. And so it's really about breaking things into practical components and really looking at what you have. I mean, a lot of times people have a lot of the technologies and processes and the organizational structure in place. It's really about making them more effective or helping them take a different point of view so that they can serve their agencies and their missions much more clearly.
Ray, you mentioned disruption, and it seems like the last couple years have almost been the age of disruption. As I talk to folks, they're almost trying to get their sea legs, but every time they do, a different wave pattern comes in. It's hard to do these days.
It is. There is so much change. The pace of change has increased. If you just think about even the last 5 years, the last 3 years, anybody put a plan together and said, hey, you know, we've got a 5-year plan. They missed out on Facebook. They missed out on LinkedIn. They missed out on smartphones and mobile technology. They missed out on private clouds. And a lot of this is happening very quickly, and which is really why we formed Constellation Research. Part of it is to put together a lot of these experts in one place, let agencies and officials and people who are interested access this expertise in a very easy and consumable manner. It's a phone call. It's a report. It's a webinar. It's coming in and training people in a workshop. And what we're really trying to do is make it easy to access and easy to understand.
Alan, I still hear folks saying, you know, okay, this Facebook and Twitter and all these social whatever kinds of things, yeah, okay, they might be fine, but they're not secure enough. They're not proven enough. Not ready for prime time for me yet, anyway.
Well, I mean, that's a very interesting, you know, quandary, I think, that we find ourselves in. On one hand, you know, Facebook is used by 500 million people around the world. You know, Twitter, LinkedIn, some of these other networks are growing so fast that the only thing that's close to that kind of growth that we've seen recently is the explosive growth in mobile phones. And one of the things that I've been writing about and that I see personally, and I think that is one of the core reasons why Constellation has such a good opportunity at this time, is that we're seeing a real bringing together of multiple industry sectors, you know, where before these were standalone verticals. And now the notion of government 2.0, for example, is going way beyond just social media. And we're now talking about how does mobile involve? How is the cloud involved? You know, how is open data and open data architecture involved? And how are the people involved? And so really the equation is becoming much larger because the pieces are happening, are growing, and really we're seeing more and more players and are each part of this side of this every day.
And I was reading a piece by Andrew McAfee, the MIT, the guy who invented the term Enterprise 2.0. And he was saying that these days, he was just speaking to a group of CIOs. And for the first time, he was talking to a choir, people who said, okay, we have to learn how to do this. The question is how we do it in an effective way. And he at least has seen a real sea change. Ray, are you starting to see that out there?
We are. The commercial technologies that are permeating the enterprises and permeating the public sector are definitely having an effect. People are looking at new ways to do things. And so I think we're starting with a question as to not how to, you know, not what technologies do we go in, it's how do we make things more effective and which technologies are already out there. And I think that's the big difference. And people are learning to do a couple important things. One is they're willing to try and pilot things really quickly, and it's what we call fail fast. Take an experiment, take a pilot, put it in place. If it fails, quickly learn from it and then try again. And the technologies are available to let you do that without creating a lot of harm into your environment. The second thing that's happening is that we're seeing younger and younger generations of workers try new things, but we're also seeing existing workers, because of the consumer technologies that are going on, are ready. Right? The consumer technologies are training people because they're easier to use, and people are being able to put those technologies to work inside their environments. And one example, for example, you look at Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, the usage across the board is huge. 83% of organizations use LinkedIn even just for recruiting. And so things like these commercial technologies are coming in place. The third piece that's important is that things need to be safe, secure, and scalable, especially when we're looking at especially personally identifiable information. But I think those three things are happening, and different companies and vendors are working their way to make that happen, and different customers are demanding that from their technology providers.
Alan, the main people you're going to be reaching out to, agencies or government industry, who's your target audience?
Well, I mean, definitely agencies, but certainly there's a tremendous movement within the contracting base right now to try to change things. And there's a lot of opportunity to be had with both the largest players and the smallest players. At the same time, there's also a huge number of companies who are developing applications, developing platforms and tools that are useful for government 2.0 at different levels, whether it be state, local, or federal. But they don't really know how to make that market for themselves. They do not know how to go after creating those contracts. And so there's a natural market there that really coalesces both the actual government side, the business side, and the entrepreneurs who are trying to stake their claim.
And Ray, I got to ask you about a business model. How do you make this work? There are a lot of folks out there, and I know there's a unique niche. But how do you make it work in terms of business model?
The business model is pretty simple. Today, when people try to access this type of information and expertise through existing firms, they have to pay a really big upfront fee just to even be able to get in the door. What we've done is we've actually created direct access models, which say, hey, look, I need to spend an hour with someone. I would like to buy a report. I want to work on a webinar. I want you to come train us. We want to hear your insight. Those kind of partnerships, we create tailored programs for each one of our customers.
Providing that real information, that data to help you make real-time decisions.
Exactly. And we also do it with a bunch of open research. What we show on our blogs, if you go to constellationrg.com, what you'll see is a plethora of research that is cross-industry, cross-focus, and cross-role.